Representatives of the Colombian government and the FARC rebel group are in Oslo, Norway, for their first direct negotiations in 10 years. The talks are aimed at ending nearly five decades of conflict. This second major peace initiative to end Colombia's 48-year war is now formally underway. Our Latin American regional correspondent James Blears reports.
A joint declaration has been agreed to start peace talks in Cuba next month. Leader of the government delegation, Humberto de la Calle, confirmed what happens next has foundations leading back to previous contact with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC, but he stressed that it would also be different in nature. He pointedly advised there can only be success if both sides are serious and also realistic. This harks back to 10 years ago when the FARC used a safe haven and a ceasefire as a breather to rest and regroup without any real intention of seeking a settlement. The FARC representative, Ivan Marquez, was also publicly optimistic, but frank in his appraisal. He said his side is offering an olive branch, but he also cautioned that peace must be matched with social justice. That's a clear reference to help and opportunities to FARC members who disarm and seek a new future after a life on the run as guerrillas. The next round will take place in Havana on November the 15th. The Colombian government hasn't agreed to a ceasefire, but any major offensive from either side in the interim period could potentially be a serious destabilizing factor. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.